Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. How are you all doing? It is almost Christmas. I'll teach you guys a word that has something to do with Christmas before we start. It is Christmassy. You might already know what this word means, or maybe you've heard of this word, but Christmassy means characteristic of or suitable for Christmas. For example, you could say the Christmas lights in Midosuji are Christmassy. This year for Christmas, I will be spending it in Japan for the first time in 2 years. Last year for Christmas, I was in Calgary, and the year before that, I was in Mexico. I don't remember how we spent Christmas last year in Calgary, but what I do remember is that almost all the shops were closed. That is the reality of spending Christmas overseas. I think to Japanese people, Christmas overseas is more of a lively event with people outside celebrating, but the reality is a lot of stores are closed, and people usually celebrate Christmas with their families. I don't think I did much last year for Christmas, but what I do remember is watching a Harry Potter movie all by myself in the Airbnb I was staying in with my friend. We both had our own rooms. She was in her room doing something, and I was in my room just watching the movie quietly. I also remember drinking 2 bobas on Christmas Day because I got a discount. This year for Christmas, my sister from Tokyo is visiting me, so we are going to have a Christmas party. I'm not sure what she meant by that, but maybe she wants to eat Christmas cake in KFC and have a Japanese Christmas party, which is fine with me, but to be honest, I like fried chicken sandwiches, but I don't like fried chicken. It's hard to explain. Just eating fried chicken feels weird, but when it's between bread, it tastes good and it tastes okay. The only fried chicken I like are the chicken strips from the US. Do you guys ever feel that way too, or is it just me? Today, I'd like to talk about my winter struggles, things I struggle during the winter season. Number one, I struggle with my dandruff. When I was a kid, I thought my dandruff was lice, and I was always afraid of people seeing my dandruff because I thought maybe they might think I have lice. I'm still afraid of people seeing my dandruff because they might think that, well, I don't wash my hair or something, or maybe they might think I'm unhygienic. Well, it doesn't really matter what other people think, I guess, but I still struggle with a lot of dandruff. It's because my scalp gets very dry. But I'm pretty sure that I'm not the only one who struggles with dandruff during the winter. I know some friends that also have the same problem as I do. And I think having dandruff is just a normal human thing. And, you know, we shouldn't feel insecure about having dandruff. It's normal to have dandruff. Because I'm pretty sure no one feels insecure about having like boogers, right? It's normal to have boogers. And it's normal to have dandruff too. Our skin gets dry sometimes. And it's not always because of the shampoo or because we don't take care of our hair enough. I think it just happens and we shouldn't feel insecure about it. And yeah, that's how I like to see it. So whenever I see someone with dandruff, I don't think like, oh, gross. I think, Well, I have dandruff too. I can totally relate to having dandruff. It's a normal human being thing. So, yeah. Number two, I get very dry lips. Sometimes I would wake up in the morning and my lips would be bleeding from the dryness. I have a humidifier right next to my bed, but I guess the water runs out during the night. So that is why my lips are dry with blood, which is crazy because the humidifier is supposed to last long. It can contain up to 1.5 liters, but I constantly have to fill it up or it will run out. Number three, I hate taking a bath or a shower during the winter time, but when I'm taking the bath or shower, I feel happy. I'm pretty sure this is a universal thing. A lot of people can probably relate to this. So when I take a shower, I don't want to be cold when I open the door. So I turn the heat switch on before I take a shower. I also do this when I take a bath. What I like about taking a bath in winter is it feels really good after you come home from a long cold day. Taking a bath after going out in the cold feels so good. And I like going to local public baths as well. I like going in the sauna during the winter. I haven't been to one in a pretty long time. There is a local bath, public bath nearby my house, which I go to time. It's only 500 yen. It's very cheap. And there's a sauna. There's also like an outdoor bathing area. And the people there are just so nice. This like old grandma and grandpa run this place. And they're like the nicest people you could ever meet. One time I went there, it started raining and grandpa was like, oh, you can borrow one of the umbrellas, you know? And I thought that was very kind of him. Number four, my hands get very dry, especially my fingertips. They get so dry that they become plums. I already talked about my lips getting dry, but my hands also get very dry. It gets so dry that my thumbs got itchy. I don't know why this happens, but my thumbs get very itchy when it's dry. And as I'm talking right now, it's very itchy. I can't hold hands because of the itchiness. I should probably go see a dermatologist. Number five, the weather can be depressing. Because sunlight time is shorter, it can be a little sad sometimes, but no matter how cold it gets, I will never choose summer over winter. I would rather be in a minus 20 degrees winter weather country than spend summer in Japan again. Because when it's cold, all you have to do is bundle up to stay warm. Whereas in the summer, you cannot escape the heat unless you're inside an air-conditioned room. Okay, that is it for today. This week, I will be shooting a new YouTube video. It's been quite some time since I posted a video, and I got rid of some videos. I'm very sorry. I kind of want to start over my whole YouTube channel, and I wanted to get rid of some videos. It was a very personal reason, and I felt really bad doing it because I know some of you guys really like my videos and you can learn a lot from them. But I pinky promise that I will make the same kind of videos again, and I am working on a lot of stuff right now. So yeah, thank you so much for supporting me though. But I will be shooting a self-introduction video this week because I deleted that a long time ago, and I want to like redo it and talk more about myself, because there's a lot of things that I wasn't ready to talk about, but I think I'm ready now. So, yeah. Anyways, thank you so much, toodaloo.